Hello, welcome to National Treasure Minute. This is the podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and celebrate national treasure 1 minute at a time. I'm Hugh from HughKeen.com.
And I'm Sarah.
And now we're going to talk about minute three. First thing we need to address is that last minute, Sarah told me that it was four great grandpas above Benjamin. No. Yeah, above yeah. Ben Gates. Mm-hmm. His four great grandpas is what we came to a conclusion of. So I was wrong and Sarah was right. And yeah. Any comment, Sarah?
No, I mean, I enjoy being right, but also it makes me uncomfy. So okay. We can move on.
So for this minute, it starts with Christopher Plummer's character, who is, I can't remember what his character's name is.
I thought it was just Grandpa. Does he ever get a name? I don't think so.
Okay. So this minute starts with Christopher Plummer's character saying that there is a treasure beyond all imagining. And it continues throughout the minute with him telling Ben Gates about how the treasure came into being. And it ends with Templar ships on the ocean in the rain with a shot of the Templar coin, I guess is what it is. And him talking about the design being a tribute to the people who built the Great Temple. That's what Grandpa's saying at the end of the minute. So what do you have for this minute?
Okay, well, my first note is that the soldiers, I don't know what they're called. They look like Romans to me. Is that what they are?
Yeah. They talked about Rome, didn't they?
Maybe.
They talked about all the great civilizations that the treasure was built throughout. Like, as each civilization stole the treasure, it grew.
Okay, well, anyway, the people that look like Roman soldiers to me, that scene was just a little too much for me. Acting-wise, plot-wise.
Okay.
It was just, like, I think the problem is I don't really like fighting scenes that much. Like, I feel like it's really hard to nail it.
Yeah.
Or to make it look real. And unfortunately, they did not do that. But anyway, I was looking to the Knights Templar. I didn't know that was a real thing.
Okay.
And it was a Catholic military order founded in 1119. And it makes sense because it said later on that whenever they find it again, that they find it there's a vault under Solomon's temple, which is in Jerusalem. And that's where like the Knights Templar was founded. So it actually makes sense. Anyway, they were they did military stuff. But then also their job was to protect pilgrims who are coming to visit the Holy Land, which I learned. Because I guess everybody was getting attacked on their way there.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what else. I mean, I have other notes, but we can talk about something else.
Yeah, weren't they part of the Crusades? Did you just say that?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, because it...
I think they were part of the Crusades over to Jerusalem from England.
Yeah, that was part of... I saw that in the Wikipedia post that okay. I was reading.
What I have for this minute is, at the very beginning, it starts with a shot of pyramids and fighting happening under pyramids, and it fades out on the grandpa's face, so just his eye shows above the broken pyramid, which is the symbol of the Templars.
Ooh.
With the they framed his eye above the pyramid and they faded out on it so you could see the pyramid with his eye on top at the very beginning of the minute. And then we get a shot of the coin with the eye and the pyramid on it in the middle of the minute, and then we get a shot of the eye in the pyramid at the very end of the minute. So I just felt like it was this minute was just very forcing that image into our brains.
I wonder how many people made that connection to the grandpa.
Probably not many.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, it was pretty subtle.
I thought it was just like a nice looking fade out, but I didn't pay attention to what was going on around.
Purposely. Around him. You'll have to go back and relook at it. But anyways, I was researching what that eye is, and it's called the Eye of Providence, which means, well, it like stands for the all-seeing eye of God, and it represents divine providence, whereby the eye of God watches over all humanity. And then it was first proposed as part of the like new American seal by the first of three design committees in 1776. So I thought that was interesting that they had committees to figure out the, like they had design committees like of artists and people, in order to, it's like the original form of marketing in America.
Yeah.
It started way back then. And the pyramid with the eye on top of it was suggested by the artist consultant that those groups were talking to. And his name was Pierre Eugène du Simitier. And he's also the person responsible for suggesting the phrase E pluribus unum, which means one out of, or out of many one. So it sounds like that guy was pretty influential in how our symbolism here in America turned out. And I also saw that the pyramid with the Eye of Providence appears on our dollar bill. So if you get a dollar bill out, you should be able to see it. But I don't know if it appears on any of the other bills. But I guess that's the bill that we, that there's the most of. So...
I just think that this is sort of funny because there's this difference in how we think. Like in that scene, you paid attention to how it was fading out in the pyramids and all that stuff. And what I paid attention to, did you see the little baby sphinx that was next to the pyramid?
I saw a sphinx. I didn't realize how tiny it was.
Those are the kind of things that I look for. That's what I pay attention to.
You're saying like it wasn't as big as the real sphinxes?
Yeah, I thought they were supposed to be jumbo and it was a little baby. So.
Interesting. No, I didn't notice. Let's see. One other transition I noticed was whenever the grandpa says, the treasure was building up, and then he snaps his fingers, and he's like, then it vanished. Then they cut to a shot of Benjamin Gates' face, and then they have him fade. It's like black in the background, and they have his face fade to black, like he's vanishing. So they're like connecting the words to the what's happening on screen, which I thought was interesting as well. So
that makes it seem like he's gonna vanish.
You're saying it's foreshadowing for later in the movie?
I personally don't think it, but like if you describe it like that.
Well, like right. I wasn't saying that they were trying to like point anything out by it. I was just saying they were trying to be cute by having what happened on screen reflect what the grandpa was saying, if that makes any sense.
Well, okay. Do you mind if we go back to the treasure part?
Yeah, sure.
So it said that it had been hidden, like it vanished for more than 1,000 years. People can't keep secrets. How did they hide that for 1,000 years? Or did they just like put people to death if they thought they were gonna?
Yeah. Not sure.
That's a big deal.
You think it's a
like
plot
you would
hole?
Think you would think that somebody would just be so greedy that they would have to tell somebody so that they could like work together
yeah.
and steal it.
Yeah.
But maybe I just.
Yeah, I mean, look at, it's just funny because you're usually the optimistic one of us, so for you to have a cynical opinion of corrupt organizations.
I think it's because I watched Dateline a couple weeks ago, and it was talking about how this friend betrayed somebody because of money.
Okay.
And how they barely ended up getting any. Anyway, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, the only way I could explain it, I guess, would be that they tried to make sure that everybody they allowed into the group like was trustworthy before they even were told the secret. So that way you didn't add anybody who might have the ulterior motive of taking everything for themselves. But yeah, you're right. It is sort of a plot hole. I didn't even think about that. Did you have anything else for this minute? Not much happened. It was sort of just a montage of war.
Yeah. Bad fight scenes.
Bad fight scenes. I didn't think about it at the time, but I bet those ships at the end of this minute are CG. I bet they didn't actually film those.
Yeah, I did write that down. I was going to ask what you thought about the look of it, because you know more about animation and stuff like that than I do. But because usually, obviously, with any ocean scene, like, you can tell it's fake, you know?
Can you?
I mean, not for all of them, but for ones like this, I just assume it's fake because, like, there's no actual scenes on the ocean taking place in the movie.
Well, it was good enough at the time that I didn't think about it being fake.
I thought it was decent. So, I thought it was fine.
I'd have to rewatch it to judge the quality of it, but now that I'm thinking about it, there's no way they would have got those ships out there just for one scene.
Yeah.
So.
You're right. I guess not all of them are, but ones where it's not actually taking place in the ocean.
Yeah.
Is usually fake.
Okay, well, if that's all for this minute, then make sure to join us for minute 4 next time. Where we find out more about this clue that his great, 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 great grandpa received from Charles Carroll.
I feel like I usually... Oh, I say thanks for listening. That's what I usually say. Thanks for listening.